Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. If you'd be so kind, you miss the podium. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We're going to read a couple of scriptures tonight, and then we're going to get right into what the Lord has given to me. We're going to start in Joshua. Before we get there, Father, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your word that's about to go forth. Lord, we open our hearts, our ears, our minds to receive what you have placed before your people, that we may grow and be better, improve and excel in every area of our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. This is from the New King James Version. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it." Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about its own things. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble." John chapter 15, verses 7 and 8. "If you abide in me, and my word abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so you will be my disciples." Hallelujah. Glory be to God. If you don't mind, I'm going to talk to you tonight. If you don't mind, I'm going to take my time because I want the Holy Spirit to do the talking. All right. So when I say tonight, we're going to have a conversation. And when I say we're going to have a conversation, I don't mean me and you. I mean the Holy Spirit and us. So I encourage you to open your ears and open your hearts and receive. Because it's to build you up, not to tear you down. It's to move you forward and not hold you back. So, hi. How are you doing? Long time no see. I've been missing you. Where you been hiding at? I've been waiting. I've been longing. I have an urgent desire. An urgent desire. An urgent desire to spend time. I want you to know me. I want you to see me. I want you to understand me. I want you to grasp who I am. You've done good so far, up to this point. You've been faithful in areas. You've been faithful to come to church. You've been faithful to get on prayer line. You've been faithful to do this and that. You've been faithful. But you also got comfortable. You got to a point where you overcame a circumstance or situation and you finally got some relief and you stopped. You got comfortable. You were happy to get over that hump. You were happy to get past that test. But you didn't continue in my word. You didn't continue to grow. You didn't continue to pursue. You didn't continue to find out who I am.